It's Todd Zwillick. Welcome back to The Takeaway. And let's go back to the UN now, because Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko addresses the United Nations General Assembly today. He's hoping to drum up support as Russia continues to threaten Ukraine's eastern border. And President Obama did touch on the subject during his UN remarks yesterday.
We cannot stand by when the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a nation is flagrantly violated. If that happens without consequence in Ukraine, it could happen to any nation gathered here today.
But here's the thing. The crisis in Ukraine appears to be falling off of the world's attention. There's Syria, there's a mounting refugee crisis, a war against the self-proclaimed Islamic State, and Poroshenko worries that his country is going to get short shrift at the UN this week. It's been more than a year since Russia annexed Crimea, and Vladimir Putin continues to support rebels in eastern Ukraine. And while Putin and Poroshenko agreed to a ceasefire last February, there are still lots of details to work out before its implementation deadline at the end of the year. Joining us is Miroslava Gongadze. She's TV anchor and chief of Voice of America's Ukrainian service. Miroslava, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, as I mentioned, there is a ceasefire in Ukraine, but it's tenuous. What's the situation now, and what is Poroshenko's message to the UN?
The peace is very fragile right now, and everybody kind of hold on and wait for some new development on the east. Poroshenko came to UN to actually to bring attention to Ukrainian issue, and as well as talking about the needs of reforming UN. Ukraine is participating in UN peacekeeping mission. 34,000 Ukrainian soldiers were part of the peacekeeping mission, and Ukraine wants to have a bigger stake at UN. So one message of President Poroshenko is to needs to reform UN, and second message is to help Ukraine to deal with Russia.
At the same time, it seems that at least the tacit message that Poroshenko is bringing here is that this ceasefire is indeed fragile, and he may be facing an aggressive Vladimir Putin once everybody at the UN goes home.
Unfortunately, right now, Russia is not stepping away from the east. Russia is building a big military base on the eastern border of Ukraine. They are keeping supplying weapons to the fighters on the east. They are sending their troops. Actually, OSCE just released a new report and showed the evidence of Russian military participation in the east. They send the newest weaponry to the east, so they're not planning to go away. Minsk agreement requires all the weaponry, heavy weaponry, to move out of Ukrainian east and actually securing the border of Ukraine. It's not happening. So we have only 3 months left for Russia to actually fulfill the Minsk agreement. It doesn't look it will happen. Actually, quite opposite. Ukrainian experts are seeing a build-up of military, and a lot of people are expecting new offensive operation from Russia. The only time out is when Putin is in UN, and it's very hard to actually read his next step and what he would be doing next. He's very humiliated in the international arena. I mean, he did it for himself, but he came to UN, he sent his weaponry to Syria just to get new attention for Russia and get a seat at the table with President Obama. And he got what he wanted. Obama met him, and they talked about Ukraine, they talked about Syria, they shaked hands, and basically it looks like the Western community are ready to deal with Putin again, even when he actually breaking the international rules, when he's breaking the world order, when he's doing whatever he thinks he can do, and he will go as far as the West will let him. And he's not fighting Ukrainians in Ukraine, he's fighting United States in Ukraine. We should have heard him talking yesterday at UN. He said that all Ukrainian revolution was created on the West, and that in Syria he's fighting US as well. He wants to build a new Russia. He wants to show that Russia is the biggest and most most powerful country in the world, and it's very, very dangerous move. The West taking Putin as bad behaved boy. He's not bad behaved boy. He's a criminal, and we are just closing our eyes on all his crimes, first around Russian border in former Soviet Union countries, and now he's moving to the Middle East.
But then part of the question is what new argument Poroshenko can bring to President Obama. Look, everyone in Washington, in Congress and outside of Congress, wants to send U.S. weapons to the government in Ukraine. President Obama has made clear he's not interested in that, not interested in arming Ukraine against these factions in the East or against the Russians. Can Poroshenko make a new argument to make that so?
I hope he would. The issue is that a lot of experts are saying that United States in particularly don't really understand what's going on in the East. Ukraine is only democratic country with legitimate government. If United States and NATO could help them to contain Russia in their border, it would be a success story for the West. Tension of the West is spread so thin everywhere, specifically in the Middle East, but we have something that we can actually win. The supporting Ukraine, we are supporting, first of all, the peace in that part of the world that can be done and can be done easily, sending weapons, sending supporting Ukraine financially and politically. And then we, in parallel, we can deal with Middle East. But Ukraine is one country that actually can be a success story for Obama. Unfortunately, it doesn't look he understand that, and he doesn't believe in the weaponry, but we would not be able to contain Russia if we would not support Ukraine. And Ukraine is fighting not only their own war against Russia, Ukraine is fighting for the peace in Europe. And I hope international community would understand and European community would understand that. And finally, maybe Obama would understand that.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is in front of the United Nations General Assembly today, essentially trying to remind the world that his eastern border is still threatened and trying to rally American support against Russian influence in his country. Miroslava Gongadze, TV anchor and chief of VOA's Ukrainian service, thank you so much.
Thank you.